Kia ora Mary, mō kuri anō, kia rere ngā mihi a te manu kōrihi, tēnā koutou katoa. The descendants of their whakatohia chief Mokomoko, who was wrongfully executed in the 1860s, has received a pardon from the government. Mokomoko and three people from Ngāti Awa were wrongfully tried for the murder of the Reverend Carl Vogner. The Crown issued a pardon in 1992, but the family of Mokomoko felt it didn't restore his mana, which today the government acknowledged. Another pardon was given by the Māori Affairs Minister, Dr. Peter Sharples, at Waiawa Marae near Opotiki, but this time it was passed into law. A descendant to the whakatohia chief, Karen Mokomoko, says it's been a huge occasion which has taken years to get to.
He was hanged and buried firstly at the old Auckland Court and Jailhouse, and then he was reinterred at Mount Eden Prison itself. So in 1989, we were able to exhume him. So an ope went up to Mount Eden Prison and we brought him back, and that was just such a momentous occasion.
Karen Mokomoko. The Mana Party leader has joined students of Wellington protesting against a bid to make student association membership voluntary. Parliament is still debating the third and final reading of the controversial voluntary membership bill legislation, which is set to become law before the election. About 200 students demonstrated on the grounds of Parliament today. Hone Harawira says if there was a push to privatise education, the first step would be to shut down those who would be against privatisation, and that would be the student bodies. He believes the path to privatisation is behind the bill, and that's why the Mana Party is opposed to it. A lawyer submitting to a hearing on the government's police surveillance bill says it should be for the courts to decide on a case-by-case basis when covert surveillance can be used. The video camera surveillance bill effectively sets aside a Supreme Court ruling which found the use of hidden cameras was illegal. Rosemary Rangitoida reports.
Parliament's Justice and Electoral Committee has been hearing submissions today in Wellington, which will continue until late tonight. The Labour Party is keen to put up an alternative legislative fix to allow the police to resume the use of covert video surveillance. And so far, the bill's come under attack from legal professions, including the Law Society, dismissing it as inconsistent with the rule of law. The lawyer, Annette Sykes, who's supporting the society's submission, says the bill takes away people's civil rights. This is Rosemary Rangitoida.
And finally in this bulletin, the Labour Party candidate for the Southern Māori seat says one of the main concerns among constituents in his electorate is the partial sale by National of some key state assets. Rino Tirikatene, the grandson of the first Ratana MP, has been chosen to contest the Taitunga. The seat was held for 35 years by his grandfather Eruera Tirikatene and for 29 years by his aunt Huitu Tirikatene Sullivan. He says Māori communities in the South Island are keen for heritage sites of cultural significance to remain in New Zealand hands for future generations to enjoy. Mr Tirikatene says one local issue dear to people's hearts is the possible partial selling off by the national government of dams in North Otago. He says in the Waitaki region there are 8 dams and deep historical connections to the rivers and lakes in the area. And that's Te Manu Korihi News, Paul Marie.